This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, joining me now after he's having a tumultuous week, but he has agreed to, he's set aside enough time for us to get with him today. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. He is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
I'm looking at this one article, and I'm thinking, I'm wondering what this is doing to all the, of these Senate, quote, negotiations on gun control. Biden to anti-gun governors pass more gun control laws, ban all the things.
Yeah, this is something that's apparently going on. Behind the scenes, he made a plea to his home state of Delaware, and they rammed through a series of gun control laws. And he is reportedly doing the same thing to governors of other deep blue states, other pro-gun control states like New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, California, and others. It's almost as if he knows good and well that he has little to no chance of getting anything passed through the through Congress now, and after November, that those chances may be down to zero.
Right.
One or both of those houses switches control. So he's doing whatever he can to put the screws to gun owners and their rights any way he can, which means having having states that are completely controlled by Democrats who have no problem at all impinging on Second Amendment rights, doing so even more. And that's what's happening in Delaware. We've seen New York ram through more laws. We've seen California. California's never seen a gun control law that wasn't willing to pass. They've passed more laws recently. State of Washington just passed, I want to say it's a magazine capacity limit. Can't recall. There's so many that I can't even recall. But yeah, that's what the bike rider in chief has been doing.
Well, now let me ask you a question. With some of these states now, I mean, doesn't New York already have an assault weapon ban? Doesn't California already have an assault weapon ban? Doesn't Maryland already have that?
They don't have a full ban. They have laws that limit what those rifles can do. You know, there are such things as California-compliant ARs.
Sure.
And I think in California that means that I think you have to open the upper in order to drop the magazine or something like that. Used to have bullet buttons, but then they changed that. I'm not up on the latest laws there. Obviously, they have that. There are limitations on what the ARs can do in New York as well. The Buffalo grocery store shooter bought a legal New York compliant AR and then illegally modified it. And again, I don't want anybody to listen to me as to what constituted a New York AR, you know, how that's different from a standard bill spec AR that all the rest of us can purchase perfectly legally. So yeah, we have these things. Other states do have outright bans on AR sales, true assault weapons bans, quote unquote. So I think what these people are doing is, as happens after every mass shooting, prominent mass shooting, especially school shooting, is they see that as an opportunity to do more.
Right.
And they are.
So I guess my next question is, with this going on, with him doing this behind the scenes, and I'm sure this is getting out, I'm sure it's not escaping the mention or the attention of these Republican senators. I mean, I'd heard that Cornyn had walked out on some negotiations last week.
You're right, I've read the same thing. I'm not sure. I think they were arguing over red flag laws and what constitutes in the whole boyfriend loophole language.
Right, right.
All that language was always going to be very prickly and difficult to write because that's where everything gets very complicated and depending on how those laws are written, it can be extremely restrictive, it can be less restrictive, you know, they're not writing a federal red flag law. That was never on the table. What they're writing is legislation to incent states to enact red flag laws.
Right.
And to send money to them. And if they, and they're also sending cash, of course, because that's what they do is they print money and send it to states. They're looking to send money to all states, even states that don't have red flag laws. And if they don't have it, they can use it for other purposes. I think mental health. Or again, nobody's seen this legislation yet. Some people thought it was going to come out today. It hasn't yet. We shall see. I'm sure it's going to come out this week because they want to get this rammed through and voted on and passed by July 4th is their target. But we shall see what that language says.
Do you think, though, that the Republican senators are going to look at this and say, you know, we're trying to negotiate with you in good faith, and you've got your president's running behind you, torpedoing our talks?
That's very much the case. Not only is he doing this, he's making these phone calls to the state legislatures and governors, but now he's made a move against AR ammunition being sold in the marketplace. Putting the screws to AR rifle owners by limiting, actually banning, the sale of ammunition that's produced at Lake City, which is the Army's ammunition plant, and stopping any retail sale of that ammunition going forward. This is apparently what we hear, the brainchild of Susan Rice, who has been spearheading the administration's gun control efforts, and today 50 Congress people sent a letter saying that this is a really bad idea. And I'm guessing that Cornyn and Murphy don't appreciate it either because it throws a monkey wrench into their attempt to, or their efforts to get this compromise legislation passed.
Well, some of those guys are getting out there saying, well, you're trying to effectively ban them if you choke off their supply of ammunition. Now, in reality, well, you know what? Well, I'll ask you this question in the next segment. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about it at length, the whole Lake City thing. These stories are at the top of the food chain right now at thetruthaboutguns.com. And that's where you have to go to catch up on everything, the latest that's happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And, I guess President Joe Biden thinks that he is a king now because he can basically just put somebody out of business by telling them what they can and can't, who they can and can't sell things to.
Well, that's not exactly right. For people who aren't aware, the Army owns an ammunition production facility in Lake City, Missouri.
Okay.
For years and years and years. And they contract that out to private industry to run that for them. As of, I think it was 2020, Winchester now runs Lake City for them. Before that, I think it was Northrop Grumman. Part of that agreement is Winchester can sell ammo that they make there that's in excess of what the military needs on the retail market. That's a lot of ammo. Army doesn't need everything that Lake City is capable of producing. But that overage, in addition to serving the retail market, is also a cushion. So if we ever go to war and really need a lot of ammo, all that capacity can be switched over to meet the military's needs. So it's a readiness situation as well. Well, the Biden administration, as hapless and ineffectual as they are, they're smart enough to know that they aren't going to get another assault weapons ban. There just are not the votes for that. They're not going to get one through the U.S. Congress. They can't negotiate the Senate filibuster. It just isn't going to happen.
Right.
That's part of the reason why Biden's pressuring states to do as much as they can. In the meantime, another thing they can do, and this is the big brainstorm they've apparently arrived at, is to stop Winchester from selling that extra ammunition that they make at Lake City on the retail market. Now, I don't know what the language of that contract is or whether that's going to be the subject of a lawsuit by Winchester. I don't know if this somehow violates their contract or not. I'm sure that's all being dealt with behind the scenes. But we are told, and the NSSF has said the same thing, that the ammo that is sold on the retail market that comes from Lake City constitutes about 30% of what American consumers use. So you can imagine what cutting off 30% of the 223 and 556 ammo supply, basically the ammo that's used in probably 95% of all the AR-15s in this country, what that would do to the price and availability of the ammunition. So the Biden administration knows damn well they can't get rid of ARs, but they can, they think, squeeze AR owners, make their ammo much more expensive and harder to find. And I think that's what they're doing here.
Well, okay. So first question would have to be, now Winchester's a commercial vendor as well. Knowing what they're trying to do, what have you heard from the ammunition makers out there that don't have the Lake City contract? What's this going to do to the company as it is? I mean, normally, I remember when they had the assault weapon ban. Do you remember that?
I certainly do.
Okay, so when they had the assault weapon ban, the entirety of all development for the M16, M4, AR-15 weapon stopped. Nobody developed any new pistol grips. Nobody developed any quad rails or muzzle devices or anything else because that commercial market had been choked off and now it was all about features. So now we had assault weapon ban compliant ARs. which probably look a lot like a New York compliant AR. So, and it went on for so long that that became a national security issue because nobody was doing anything to further the development of the M16. They still had the M16A2, which they fielded those when I was in Europe, and it was a miserable weapon. Let me tell you something. It was a miserable. When you need to pull the trigger and it needs to go, rat-a-tat-tat, the squirrel switch, you need to do that over and over again. You don't need to be out there counting rounds. That's why you have a logistics train. So I don't have to count rounds. I don't have to watch my fuel. I'm counting on my nice MREs. So, it became could you see where this might become a national security issue if they're going to choke off the company and make it maybe not so productive?
Well, the way it might impact national security is a statement issued by the NSSF, which who talked to Winchester about this, because Winchester isn't a fan of this move at all either, as you can imagine. This they estimate would cost 400 to 500 jobs at Lake City. But again, as I said earlier, what it would do is it would hurt the readiness of the military in terms of its ability to surge production and crank out more ammunition for the military. Because think about it from Winchester's perspective. If they've got all this ammo, again, this roughly 30% of what the civilian market uses, if they were cranking all of that out and don't need to anymore because the Biden administration won't let them sell that for the retail market, they're not going to make it, which means they don't need all those employees and they're going to shut down all they're going to use their machinery less often. And they won't, or maybe shut down entire lines. I don't know how they're organized there at Lake City. But what that means is then, if and when they do need to crank up more, because they are needs fighting
I tell
the
you
wars
what, somewhere, hold all that, hold
they
that thought.
Have the ability to do that.
Hold that thought. Coming up on the break, I've let us talk into the break. Talking to Dan Zimmerman about this insane notion that he's got. But then again, he's demented. It's not really insane. He's just Alzheimer's. He's just got Alzheimer's. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air conditioners across the nation working overtime this first day of summer, as forecasters say today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the upper Midwest. People in the upper Great Lakes setting records with highs in the upper 90s approaching 100. Temperatures are as much as 20 degrees above average. As gas prices remain near record highs across the country, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden wants to work with oil producers and CEOs.
I can confirm here, I know it's been been reported out there, Secretary Granholm is going to be meeting with the seven CEOs on Thursday, this coming Thursday.
The president also still trying to decide whether or not to pause federal gas taxes. USA Radio News. The Speaker of the Arizona House is recalling pressure from former President Donald Trump to alter the results of the 2020 presidential election in his state.
I would never do anything of such magnitude without deep consultation with qualified attorneys, and I said I've got some good attorneys.
Testifying before the Democratic-led January 6th House Committee, Republican Rusty Bowers calling himself a Trump supporter who refused to violate his oath of office. President Putin is weaponizing food.
He's got an essential blockade there in the Black Sea so that nothing can leave by sea, and that's, of course, how Ukraine has historically gotten its grain to markets.
White House security spokesman John Kirby making those reports to reporters on Tuesday. He said President Biden is working with other nations to find a workaround when it comes to Putin's blockade. Since grain is perishable, he noted the administration is working quickly. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, we were talking about what this means if President Biden does get to. Now, is this a slam dunk? Can he do this? Is there any way to keep that from being done?
I don't know what his power is to command this. Again, obviously there's a contract between Winchester and the Army, and I don't know what that contract says.
Right.
The administration may be thinking, we don't care. Let them fight it out in court. It'll take years, and in the meantime, you know, we're going to spike the price of ammo and severely cut down on the availability of gun food for AR-15 owners. So who knows? He is the commander-in-chief. I assume he can do this if he wants, but the courts may have something to say about it.
Well, my first thought would be that since he's doing a de facto ban, which, I mean, I've seen federal courts go into Chicago and say, you can't require that they have to take a training in the place and not allow gun shops in there for them to be trained in the places. You can't have that and make that requirement. So I guess it would depend on where it fell, but, I mean, I would think that him doing this de facto ban would sort of open him up to possible sanctions coming from a Republican-controlled Senate and House.
Well, two things. First, again, this is only ammo coming out of Lake City, and it is
right.
a lot of ammo, but it's only coming out of Lake City. This doesn't affect anybody else who is currently making ammunition on the commercial market. So Winchester's normal production outside of Lake City is still going to keep going. Federal, which includes CCI and PNC and Remington, Sig Sauer, anybody else who produces ammo is still going to keep producing ammo, and I'm sure they're probably going to produce it even more and harder than they possibly can, because the demand is certainly going to be there with Lake City ammo cutoff if that comes to pass.
Right.
As for
so, my question then,
from
okay. with what you know about this, do the other brands out there, do they have the capacity to ramp up? I'm sure they have the capability to ramp up, but right now, in this era of not many people wanting to work, seemingly, I don't know how much that affects the gun industry, but it seems to affect everybody else. Can they ramp up and offset that 30%?
I find it hard to believe they can fill the entire void, because from talking to ammo makers over the last year and a half, ever since the pandemic started, there's been huge demand anyway. And my understanding is they're running three shifts all the time anyway. I know that some of them, I don't know how many, but I know at least some of them have been reluctant to add too much capacity, meaning build new lines and build new factories, because that's a huge investment. And a lot of times we've been through these surges in demand before, and then eventually it comes back to earth. And if you put all that money into new bricks and mortar and machinery and hire a bunch of new people, and then the demand goes away, you got to fire people, you got to lay people off, and you've got a bunch of machines not turning out ammo anymore. So they've been careful about doing that. They didn't want to get out over too far over their skis.
Sure.
Now, given this development, this might spur even more manufacturers to say, "Look, okay, it's time. We need to add capacity. We need to do more. We need to have the ability to. We can't. The American AR owner can't rely on anything coming out of Lake City. I mean." Who knows what's going to happen after 2024? Biden may be gone, and whoever goes into the office may say, "Lake City, go back and sell it all you can on the commercial market." But forecasting all that and trying to figure out what other ammo manufacturers are going to do is pretty difficult. But getting back to your question, I think it's going to be difficult for the ammunition industry to fill the void left by Lake City, at least anytime soon, because I think they're pretty much working at capacity anyway these days.
Well, as I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking that, like you say, there's going to be a minor reset come November of this year. And it's probably going to be a massive reset in 2024. And I know that a lot of people out there saying, "Well, they stole it last time, they can do it." I don't think they're going to be able to do that again. So I think the reset is pretty much in play now. And Biden, where, for a minute there, everybody, Cornyn was getting booed in Texas and all this other stuff. And everybody's like, "Come on, Republicans, be Republicans." But Biden keeps being Biden, which I think that sort of torpedoes a lot of things that the leftist brethren are trying to get done while he's in office, because they think they have the wind at their backs. And
when we first reported this whole Lake City story, we speculated, this can't help Cornyn and Murphy and his bipartisan group of 10 senators, 10 GOP senators, in their efforts to get something through the Senate. Because while they reached this deal and were patting themselves on the back, in drives the Biden administration in their clown car and crashes the whole thing with this idea to cut off a huge percentage of the AR ammunition market. And that is only going to anger, first of all, gun owners, of course, and second of all, their representatives. And today, 50 congresspeople sent an angry letter to the Biden administration, you know, for whatever that's worth, saying that this is garbage, and in fact, they said severely limiting the commercial availability of 5.56 ammo, which is most properly used in modern sporting rifles, is effectively a politically sanctioned semi-automatic rifle ban. That's overstating things a little bit, but they're obviously not happy about it. And if 50 Congress critters in the House are angry about it, you can bet that there are plenty in the Senate that are angry about it too. And if any of them in that group of 10 who have signed on to the Corn and Murphy deal are among those who are PO'd about this, who knows? Maybe that's enough of a bomb thrown in the middle of this that process to scuttle it. We'll see.
Well, I guess we're going to find out, but this president, he is indeed something. If you can, hang on for me one more time. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and as such, he oversees news a news delivery system that is the fastest in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I don't even know how loud that was, because I reached to adjust to hit everything without looking, and I hit all kinds of other knobs. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, I bet you don't have that problem at work, do you, Dan?
No, I don't deal with volume very often.
Yeah, I'm over here just trying to, you know, be cool and everything about it. And, well, I may sound like an alien now, for all I know. I may have adjusted my something. Anyway, if I sound like an alien, I sound like an alien. Well, some of the things, and you're making the, you made this point about Lake City before we move on, that, you know, this is... Could this be construed as a weakening the logistics train of the U.S. military?
Well, yeah, for exactly the reason that I said.
Right.
That excess production that's sold off on the retail market is cushion that can be converted over, not even converted over, just diverted over to military use in time of war. Instead, you know, they'll just hold on to all that ammo instead of selling it to the public. If we go to war tomorrow or something like that, or, you know, there's another Pearl Harbor or whatever, all that ammo could then be used for military use. And that's designed into the system at Lake City. So, yeah, to the extent that they don't produce that anymore, because why would they?
Right.
They're not going to just continue to produce all that and then warehouse it. That's going to be extremely expensive for Winchester. And again, I don't know. I would assume that that would violate their contract, but I have not seen that contract. I don't know that for sure. So, there's a lot of reasons why it's a very bad idea to do that.
Let's move on. Let's move to something else. Let's talk about Uvalde. Let's talk about the whole lack of ballistic shields, which turns out they had ballistic shields. Let's talk about the lack of a key. Turns out wasn't locked. I mean, how much does this change the narrative?
Well, the thing is, the narrative's changed literally 14 or 15 times since the shooting happened. And the latest information, which the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety testified to the Texas legislature today, is just horrific, because it shows that the police had every opportunity early on, from 3 minutes after the shooter got there, to engage him and stop him. And all of the stories about cops being lined up out there in the hallway, unable to open the door, and all that, and not having the equipment they needed, that was all apparently false, too, because what he said today was, not only did they have two ballistic shields, we're getting stills from the video, the security video from outside the classroom now, showing them stacked up with two ballistic shields outside that room, but that the classroom doors weren't capable of being locked from the inside. And when he was asked, he said, at no time did the video show anyone put their hand on the door and try to open it until apparently, and I didn't hear this part of the testimony, I think it was until the Border Patrol TAC team showed up and went in and killed the shooter. But in the meantime, they were standing out there and they had a breacher bar as well. So even if it was locked, they could have made an attempt to open that door. But instead, they sat outside that room while children were being murdered inside for over 45 minutes. And he put the blame directly on the man in charge, which was the chief of the Uvalde school police, Pete Arredondo. He was the man in charge on site.
And Arredondo is claiming that he didn't know.
He said he didn't know that he was in charge.
Yeah.
He was the senior man. First of all, he's the chief of the Uvalde Police Department, and he was one of the first people on site. So he was, by any definition, the man in charge. They pointed out, too, he didn't have a radio with him, because when he got there, he left his radio in the car for some reason. Apparently the sheriff's radios didn't work in the school. They didn't have accurate diagrams of the school. And obviously they made absolutely no attempt to go into that room. So everything that was initially said about this horrific event was wrong. Or a lie.
Right.
And now you have to look back at the three worst school shootings since Columbine. Columbine was its own animal. That sort of changed everything that police do. It was supposed to. And it did. In many cases. I mean, that changed the protocol for what police are supposed to do in an active shooter situation. That is not form up outside the school. It is to go in and challenge the shooter immediately as soon as they arrive on site, to try and take them down, whatever that may cost in terms of the lives of police officers. So since then, we have had Sandy Hook, we have had Parkland, and we have had now Uvalde. Sandy Hook didn't have a school resource officer. There was no one armed on site at all there. The shooter shot out a window, broke into the school, and did what he did until police arrived and did what they were supposed to do. But unfortunately, you know, in the meantime, he killed, what was it, 17 children and two adults, I think it was.
Right.
Parkland, however, had a school resource officer, an armed cop, an armed Broward County Sheriff's employee right there who chose to do nothing. There's a video of him standing outside the school listening to the gunshot going on inside the school, listening to students and teachers being murdered. And then when Broward County cops did show up, they did exactly the wrong thing. Again, they formed up a perimeter around the school, did not go in immediately. Now we've got Uvalde and the entire cluster that this has been. And according to the latest information that the head of the DPS said today, he called it an abject failure in every way.
Well, I wanted you to get that out. We're about to run out of time, so these hours are just never long enough. Never long enough, Dan. But I do thank you. Yes.
Happy to do it.
So, but thank you for joining me today. And I hope the rest of your week goes well. I know your week is sort of scrummed up right now. I hope it goes well.
I'm sure it will. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it is Dean Weingarten from Ameland. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.